Nobody fit to come out up shoulder. So I'm funny, funny now. It's the hangover. Them wanna take in my soul. Them wanna take in my spirit. Fire under. I put the John Jehovah. It got me go further. I know I'm free for my enemies, but my good if it don't follow. I never need them fall. I never need them follow my brother. They know they rest their mind for my kids. So now I got come. The power comes in a lot of envy, but my eyes don't blink and the day don't break. Wide awake and organizing my paper. I don't know who could love me when I am bigger. So long as I get bigger, I put it on Jehovah. It got me go further. I know I'm free for my enemies, but my good if it don't follow. I never need them fall. I never need them follow my brother. They know they didn't see their mind for my kids. So now I got come.
Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Kana member lawmaker reaffirms commitment to improving the welfare of Zambians. The 2025 crop marketing season comes to a close tomorrow. In international news, Mali revokes over 90 mining permits amid crackdown on non-compliance. In sports, Kanyemba reflects on Copper Princess's World Cup exit.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Parliament has rejected a motion by Nkana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu, which sought to have the government restrict the mining of gold, sugilite and emeralds exclusively to the state. Reacting to the outcome, Mr. Mpundu described the development as sad for the Zambian people, noting that Zambia has depended on the mining sector for decades but has continued to receive minimal benefits from it. He lamented that the country's main gains from mining have been limited to inconsistent tax revenues, which have not significantly improved the lives of the ordinary citizens. Mr. Mpundu explained that his proposal aimed to promote greater government participation in mining through special purpose vehicles, a move he believes would help increase national revenue and ease the tax burden on citizens. He added that state involvement in the extraction of high-value minerals would ensure that Zambians derive meaningful benefits from their natural resources and help address some of the country's economic challenges. Despite the rejection of his motion, Mr. Mpundu reaffirmed his commitment to improving the welfare of Zambians, saying he will continue to advance similar proposals in Parliament in the future.
For government to now start raising more money from our mineral resources. So I can tell you clearly that I will not stop at bringing these motions despite the frustration, because I believe I want posterity to judge me fairly.
The Food Reserve Agency has affirmed the closure of the 2025 crop marketing season, with all designated satellite depots across the country set to officially close tomorrow, October 31st, 2025. In addition, the agency has purchased a total of 1,659,368 metric tons of Grade A white maize, equivalent to 33,187,360 by 50 kilogram bags, have been purchased, marketing, marking the highest maize purchase in the FRA's history. Executive Director Justin Chunka has attributed this record-breaking achievement to the hard work and resilience of farmers who collectively produced nearly 4 million metric tons of maize, the highest national output ever recorded. The agency disclosed that in the last 1.5 months, about 3 billion kwacha has been released to commercial banks to pay farmers who supplied maize through the FRA depots, a move expected to enhance rural household incomes and stimulate local economy.
As we come to the closure of the crop marketing exercise, the agency wishes to inform the nation and the general public at large that as at 27th October 2025, a total of 1,659,368 metric tons of grade A white maize, equivalent to 33,187,360 by 50 kg bags of maize was purchased. The agents purchased 252,000 metric tons, 0.3 equivalent to 6,380 by 40 kilogram bags of maize or pad rice. We wish to inform the nation that this year's purchase figure for the maize is the highest in the purchase record of the agency.
Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has called for the urgent integration of artificial intelligence in Zambia's prosecution process. Mr. Kabesha says the use of AI will help modernize prosecution systems and improve efficiency in line with global technological trends. He revealed that Zambia is among African countries that have adopted the judiciary toolkit on artificial intelligence and electoral justice aimed at enhancing justice delivery through technology. Speaking in a statement to the media, Mr. Kabesha made the remarks in China during the China-Africa Prosecution Forum, where he is leading Zambia's delegation. Meanwhile, the Attorney General praised China for its continued support towards modernizing justice systems across Africa. The Ministry of Education has warned schools across the country against demanding financial contributions from parents towards the school feeding program or charging fees for graduation ceremonies in primary and secondary schools. In a statement issued by Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, the ministry described the practices as illegal, unjustified, and contrary to the free education policy introduced by President Hakainde Hichilema. Dr. Mambwe said free education is meant to eliminate all financial barriers for learners, and any attempt to compel parents to pay for feeding or graduation activities undermines this goal and places unnecessary burdens on families, particularly those in vulnerable communities. He noted that the government has made significant investments in the homegrown school meals program, which now benefits over 4 million learners, adding that schools are not permitted to collect any money from parents in the name of feeding or related activities. Dr. Mambwe further advised parents and guardians not to allow themselves to be coerced into making such payments, reaffirming the ministry's commitment to protecting the integrity of the free education policy. In international news, Mali has revoked more than 90 mining exploration permits, including those held by international companies, after officials said operators failed to meet new legal requirements. According to a decree signed by Mines Minister Amadou Keita, all rights under the cancelled permits are now released and open for reallocation. The permits issued between 2015 and 2022 covered exploration for gold, iron ore, uranium and rare earths. The mining ministry said companies were asked to resubmit documents under updated rules, but widespread non-compliance led to the cancellations. It's unclear if firms can appeal. The move follows similar crackdowns in other African nations, tightening control over natural resources. Mali, one of Africa's top gold producers, has faced declining foreign investment amid growing insecurity and regulatory shifts. The military-led government has also deepened ties with Russia, signing new energy and mining deals, including petroleum supplies and joint ventures in gold and lithium. Still in international news, Tanzania's government has ordered all civil servants to work from home following Wednesday's elections that were marked by